What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We are drunk as shit, coming straight from the after party to Stiff Pogo Palooza Volume 2. We got the room packed. We got Gabe from the Oi Scouts. We got all the damn broads. A few of the bunch of jerks. My fucking father. We got that crusty fucker, Josh. And, of course, the gorgeous, the beautiful, the lovely, rude girl, Jessica. All right, we're going to get this show started with a punk core band, one of my favorites, dedicated to Sean Bedlam. Here's Defiance with No Future, No Hope. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to
PogoCityRadio.com.
All right, well, everybody, we are live on WPDG. Easton Redding Peaberg, Pogo City. You know, I mean, we got a packed fucking house. We're straight out of fucking stiff Pogo.
Straight out of Easton. Yeah.
Straight
crazy
out of stiff Pogo Palooza
Andrew.
Volume 2. Now, there's a bunch of people up here. I'm telling you guys, the sound quality is going to be horrible. There's going to be all types of fuck ups. But hey, it's going to be a fucking blast.
Hawaiian punch.
But it would not be right.
Lots of people interrupting each other like I'm doing right now.
We did not start off telling you guys about this crazy fucking show we just had. All right. So Trash Cats open up the night. Right, it's going good. It's all right. It's all right. Houston and the Dirty Rats from P-Bird come up next. Bunch of jerks. They got a nice little crowd in front of them. We got the people there. We're moving. We're moving. Then out of nowhere, the whole entire Pogo crew down in the corner, my father, that crusty fucker Josh, Sean Bedlam, rude girl Jessica, being trampled by everyone from the bar. And all you're hearing is, gun, gun, gun. So, yeah.
And me fucking screaming like a pussy.
During the middle of the show, someone decided to run in and pull out a gun on the whole fucking bar.
Allentown for you. Hookers and guns
Janie's
and cocaine.
Got a gun.
What does it say about me that as you're describing this, I'm getting the Benny Hill theme stuck in my head? Just like you ran in with a gun.
Guns should not be legal. I'm not going to get into politics.
Yeah, we're not getting into
I don't like guns. Fuck guns.
Yeah, some of the people up here love guns. Some of them don't. Who cares? And then after that, after all that excitement, well, you know, the lovely rude girl Jessica, she had to go up to some females I used to be friends with and cause some drama. And then after that,
drama. I was just being real. I'm real. I'm a realist. All right?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside, girl.
Catch me outside.
How
baby?
About that?
What the fuck do you think you're talking
about? I pull out a gun too.
And then after all that, while the Parasitics are playing, because, you know, after the whole gun incident happened, had a little break, then the damn broads came on, rocked the place, and then after that, the Parasitics, and then my 60-year-old father may have gotten into a little bit of a fist fight with some of the A-Town sluts.
Fuck them anyway, those pieces of shit aren't welcome.
And he got mad because the dude came up, he kept fucking with me. And he came up and he, like, fell on me, and that
A-Town
was it. Andy grabbed him.
Oh, yeah. Reality hit it.
Andy grabbed him by his neck and, like,
the
threw him against the wall. And I was like, oh, shit. Shit's going down.
Yeah, so I'm in the middle pogoing. I'm singing in Paul Parasitics, Mike.
Wait,
and then
the
I just
Jews?
See more chaos for the third time tonight. And I'm like, oh, shit, my dad's in a fist fight.
So what you're saying is it was a punk rock show.
There it was. It's not punk rock without mayhem. You know what I mean? I told you guys. I told you guys in the last show, it was a fucking dive bar, and Andrew Bedlam is not lying to you.
She got real.
But, she got real, real fast. But we're not here to talk too much, so let's get back with these tracks. We're going to head out.
Shit, Gabe. Shut the
we're going to head out across the pond and do a little bit something off of the Shock Troops album. Here's Coxbar with Working.
Yes. I've been working all day for me, mate. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Coxbar. So we have the damn broads here with us, you know, in from Connecticut. So how you ladies doing?
We are doing great. I just have two mics.
Do you have an on-off switch on your mic? Because I can't hear you worth a shit.
Hello?
There you are.
Hey,
there she is.
There we go.
So we got Taylor the drummer, Anya the guitar player,
howdy.
Michelle the bass player.
Who's peeing right now?
Taking a giant pee right now.
So what do you guys want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the new punk in the streets, or do you want to talk about Looks Do Kill? So what's going on?
Oh, man. We got a lot of shit going on.
Oh,
hell
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Rude Girl Jessica bringing us vodka.
Yeah, vodka.
Fuck yeah, man.
Gracias.
Oh, man. No, we're stoked to be here. This is, like, awesome. So super awesome.
Thank you. Yes, we are having a blast.
Oh, man.
I need a glass, sweetheart. I need a glass, sweetheart. Thank you. Jessica's got to forget about me. Okay, hold on. Stop. No, for real. Stop.
It's happening.
Okay, all right. Now that we're back, and Rude Girl Jessica's not trying to break glass everywhere. So, yeah. So, Gabe, what's going on with this Oi Scouts tour I'm hearing about?
Oh, it's, I don't know, something to do with, like, the Magic Mike tour or something.
The Magic Mike, that's what
it's like, that's what I heard, yeah. I don't fucking,
be like
I don't
Mike
fucking know. I'm
not going to take it all.
I'm not in charge of the administrative end. I honestly don't give a fuck about the
They're
fucking Oi Scouts.
Gabe has been naked in Pogo HQ many times.
Fuck the Oi Scouts with a fucking goddamn iron stick wrapped in
barbed
wire.
Fuck them with the dildo that like Larry found, where it's got one. It's a strap on. It's got one for the pussy, one for the ass, and then there's a.
You know what?
There's one for the outside for the next person too.
Very uncomfortable.
No, you know what I want to do if we ever put anything out again, I want to call it like Oi Scouts, the NJ Fashion Punks EP or something.
Are you guys ready?
We're total fucking posers. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Fucking posers.
Jesus Christ, seriously. If there's ever been like a douchey gay boy band in the history of punk rock, it's been the fucking Oi Scouts. I seriously do not know what the fuck is wrong with all you people listening right now. Anyhow,
we're all degenerates and we love you.
That's Bryson.
And it's even worse because we're all like old. Yeah, exactly.
We want to. Our next song is going to be Douchey Gay Boy.
Yeah.
Douchey. Yeah. Gay Boy Scout. Gay Boy Scout.
Now we're.
Just rename yourself the Boy Scouts and it'll be great.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking about. No, that was the Broken Heroes idea. And unlike us, they might have a chance of actually doing so. But. Now, to actually answer your question, we're doing Toronto on December 15th, my birthday. Woo! For all you Toronto people, turning 38 years young.
When's your birthday?
December 15th.
Oh.
And
it's getting close, man.
Sheena's is the 4th on Monday, our daughter.
Yeah, then we're doing a bunch of dumb shit at work.
Well, somebody hit the play button. So here's the Coffee Rejects. Oi, 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 coming off Oi the Album.
Let us win. The wankers try to put us
All right, that was the Cockney Rejects on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Now, like as I said earlier, we got some of the bunch of jerks on here, and we've been playing them guys pretty fucking frequently. Their new EP, fucking We Make Party, we'll have to get it on here soon. So, how you guys doing, Bryson?
We're doing well, man. We are having damn good time.
Damn good time. You guys like your first pogo show? A little crazy.
It was a little crazier than we might have expected it to be. It was a great turnout. It was a hell of a lot of fun. It was our first time down at the Sportsman's Cafe.
The Shatter Shack.
And it was the most beautiful, diviest of dives I could have.
We're the bottom feeders,
expected.
You know.
Freckle approves $3 whiskey drinks.
There you go. Hey, yo.
Dude. Yo,
and
the
no
drinks
lie.
Are cheap as fuck. But it's because people come in with guns. That's
it's
why.
Definitely the kind
yo,
of place
they
would
come
be
in
better
guns.
If there wasn't a punk show going on.
That's what like, oh, we'll give you a $3 whiskey drink, but we're going to come in with a gun then.
They gave me... They
so
gave
I pull
me
out my
60
gun.
Drink tickets.
So here's the deal. We'll give you a beer for $1.75, but there's a chance of gun violence. If you're okay with that, then we're good.
And then people come in and piss
that's,
on the floor.
That's like a bargain.
Because
are
that also happened,
kidding?
In case you were wondering.
And also, I'm personally pretty okay with that trade off.
Yeah,
it's like, what's the negative part? You know, I mean, seriously,
it's what, dinner and a show
without a little mayhem. You know what I'm saying?
So we'll pull up my gun.
Can't make party without a .40 caliber.
All right.
Yo, I'm in
all
the
right.
closet, too.
Now, well, we got Freckle up here, too. I think that was just him on the mic. What's up, Freckle? How you doing?
Freckle. Yeah. Living life. What's
Freckle?
Going on, bro?
Freckle, I haven't seen you since Liz Blasco lived in Nazareth.
Oh, yeah. It was throwback
when
times.
I was in, like, I was, like, 16 or some shit.
Oh, yeah, man. We go back pretty far.
You remind me of Mac from Always Sunny. A
little
oh,
bit. Shit.
Oh, it's
Mac.
Always Sunny? Mac?
Mac.
Oh, fuck Mac. I'm a little offended. I always thought of myself more as a Charlie Day. Charlie Work. Always done the Charlie Work.
There you go, some Charlie Day for you on Pogo City. But we were just talking about the Oi Scouts and a little bit of mayhem. So why don't we get to one of my favorite tracks by the Oi Scouts?
Gabe's rolling his
Here's
eyes right now.
Oi Punks. All right, we're going to let the record keep on spinning on Pogo City. Here are the Cramps.
PogoCityRadio.com. We'll be right back. ill. I say buh-buh-buh-buh, and it's just because I'm a human die, and I don't know why. I got 96 tears, 96 eyes. I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane, and I don't like a ride, so push that best aside, and baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. I'm a demon fly, I spit little why, I say buzz, and it's just because I'm an unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say, rock tonight, and I say rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why. Don't know why.
Okay. Now we're going to get over to the Devotchkas with I Hate Hip Hop Kids. We've had Stephanie Devotchka on the show before. Go back into the archives and find it. Here they are now. All right, now that was the Devotchkas, which I love. I guess since I didn't stop the music, we're heading out to Philly with Duffy's Cut and a little bit of Doomsday.
Gotta get ready, but you just don't get it. Just don't get it. Be okay, never gonna live my life that way. Hey, today
Well, it looks like as Duffy's cut, as Duffy's cut plays out, we're a freckle. We're gonna have Freckle take over our website. It's set in stone.
And our wires, apparently,
because Andrew Bedlam does not. He does not take care of
PogoCityRadio.com.
That's the button I was looking for.
I guess I'm fucked now.
So, yeah, you're stuck. It's on the air. It's a verbal contract. I'll sue you. You know what I mean? I'll
sue
you
now.
That's fair. Right, punk rock is fuck.
Yes, there you go.
I'm going to have him sign something before he leaves.
You know, like Dead Kennedy style.
Give me one more red drink and I'll sign whatever you need me to sign.
All right, all right. But we got the lovely ladies in the damn broads here with us. So we're going to get to one off their Guilty as Charged album. Now I'm playing this straight off of YouTube. You guys got to go over there. They got some awesome kick-ass music videos on there. I watch them all the time. My kids watch them.
Awesome.
If they weren't on MTV, I didn't see them.
Yeah, so why don't we get to Nature of the Game, which they played tonight. And it goes to all the pervs out there. So here's the damn broads on Pogo City Radio. I think Andrew Bedlam fucking shit up. Got the wrong, got tracks muted that aren't supposed to be muted. There we go. Here comes. All right. Here the damn broads on Pogo Never. City Radio. I hope. Jesus. Okay, here we are.
This fucking asshole trying to get away with it. It doesn't matter what we do, no matter where we go. Your friends seem to follow us and won't leave us alone. You make us feel so violent. We're prepared to fight. We don't want to be defeated. You think it's okay? Your words are unacceptable and make us feel uncomfortable. It seems unfair, but it's only the nature of the game. We're getting cornered at the seams because you assume anything goes. We shouldn't have to hide, but it's the nature of the game. Once again, let me do the serving conversation. But you should still be respectful. Your harassment's unjust, but it's the nature of the game. Your acts are inappropriate. We shouldn't have to deal with this. It's unwanted attention, just the nature of the game. Your promise is something that we can do without. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing left to talk about. Either you don't understand or something fucking care. The past is over, the way home is all a nightmare. With so much uneasiness, it's harder just to put. Always looking over our shoulder, we can't trust anyone. Because of assholes like you are turning constantly out, but that doesn't seem to matter.
You sick bastard, fuck!
The damn broads on Pogo City. Motherfucking radio. Now, who was it? Somebody was talking. Oh, that was Houston and the Dirty Rats. Do you guys have another video coming
out?
Houston
Andrew,
does.
Hold on.
Did
hold
somebody
on.
Else
I
have another
question.
Video coming out?
Houston's got that weird frown.
I have a question for the damn broads.
What's up?
Did you guys come up with that, like the red, the black, and the white from the Ramones?
Nature of the Game.
The Ramones. Right.
Actually, it was Sin City.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that totally inspired us. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So that blonde, yeah, the twins.
Yeah, yeah. But we got a couple more coming out pretty
blonde,
soon.
Yes, I do. I do.
What'd you say, Taylor?
No, I got. We actually have a couple more videos coming out pretty soon.
Yes,
sweet.
Yes.
I'm looking so forward to that.
Yeah, they're gonna be fucking weird. Like, get ready, guys.
Good.
To be like,
Sasha
fucking
Gray weird or like Howard Stern weird.
Quentin Tarantino shit, right?
It could be a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. A little
yes.
bit of both.
I'm intrigued.
I know their style. Quentin Tarantino all the way.
Yeah, you got it.
I am rock and roll.
You guys got to talk in your microphones, though. You
oh, yeah.
Microphones.
No, oh, what are we talking about?
Musicians are always the worst at talking. In
I know, and they never
I know, and that's
where
our job,
the next show
it?
Is, when the album came out, nothing. They don't know nothing. Nobody in the band knows nothing.
We don't know shit.
We're learning.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know shit. We don't even know crap.
Did we play Duffy's cut yet? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Wait,
all right.
Pause. Does anybody have a lighter?
Stop it.
I got one.
Me. A lighter.
Here it comes.
All right, lighter's flying.
Get ready.
Okay.
All
right. So while rude girl Jessica lights
yes!
her cigarette, let's get over to some more
girl power at
punk
finest.
Core records and hit up a global threat. Mark Unseen, Brian Pogo. Here's Until We Die. All right, that was a global threat on
Pogo City Radio. Right.
Now, we had a couple people leave. Jesus Christ.
Bunch of jerks they are.
Somebody else talk.
Your dad's going.
Are you all right, man?
My dad definitely just left for work.
It's fucking 2:30 in the morning, and he's going to fucking work after drinking Jack Daniels.
Jesus Christ, is it really 2:30?
Like a goddamn red-blooded,
hard-working
American.
Bunch of jerks they are.
That's
they didn't
American
want to sit here
right
with
there.
These damn bros.
They left. We just scared them off. I gotta take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese today.
Like, in a couple hours.
Yo, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese? We're going
to Chuck E. Cheese?
Let's make it a pogo.
Let's go Chuck E. Cheese!
Chuck E. Cheese.
Can we put a ball pipe
for Sheena's
second birthday? I'll fucking go to Chuck E. Cheese. What? Come at me, bro.
Yes.
All right. Well, it seems like everybody in this room is just a bunch of delinquents. So let's get to some hate to say it.
Yeah.
Fuck it all.
All right, all right, all right. Well, that was hate to say it, coming straight out of Berks County. But now we're going to be moving on to some Blank 77, and they got a pretty fucking big show coming out of the White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, December 9th. That's next fucking Saturday. We're talking the Bouncing Souls, TSOL, and Blank 77. Please tell me my wife is not blowing a fucking snot rocket right now.
No, I was going...
Oh, okay.
She was trying to flip
off. I definitely thought she was blowing a snot rocket. Thank God she's not.
He likes to make fun of me and fuck him.
But make sure. NASA.
Actually, I'm telling everybody to go out to this fucking show, and it's sold out, actually.
Like you. So you're fucked.
Hopefully you got tickets. If you don't, you know, maybe some people are trying to sell them or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, dear
but it's
God,
gonna be
if I don't
ass.
See the Bouncing Souls, my dick's going to fly right
oh
off.
God.
Fuck you. The Bouncing Souls are awesome.
Yeah, they are, yo, but holy
yeah,
fucking
but
shit.
Yeah, the whole fucking pricey-ass tickets is not
it's
cool.
Like,
it happens.
I don't get the same thing with the fucking Oyster.
Yo, we're already on a Souls Sunday right now, so.
Here we are.
Like Rancid and Dropkick, dude. Like, the tickets were like $75.
I wish I could have went to that.
Everybody want to blow them?
How do you guys see the Bouncing Souls?
No, they're playing next weekend with the Blanks.
I don't think I've ever paid more than $15 to see the Bouncing
it's,
Souls.
It's but it's TSOL also. TSOL coming from California,
yeah,
70s.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right, but let's get to some Blank 77. This is coming off my favorite album. They're my favorite full length of theirs, at least. And you guys know I'm talking about the Tanked and Pogoed album. So here they are with Losing My Brain. Right now, Blanks will be sharing the stage next weekend with the Bouncing Souls. We'll be right back. All right, now that was the Bouncing Souls. Like I said, catch them December 9th. Now, we got a request coming out of Freckle, and we're going to make it the Pogo City.
Wild God, bitches!
That's what I said.
He just,
I got a big old brown mark under this big old beard.
Yeah, he's got a big.
He called Mole, not
Freckle. Like a reverse Michael Jackson.
I know. Why is
complex?
It Freckle's
it's
like
white. White grows brown.
It's more of a.
It should
birthmark.
Be like mole, mole, mole,
it should
mole,
be called mole,
mole, mole, mole, mole, mole, mole. I remember Austin Powers. Good times. Good times.
All right, all right. But we're going to get to the Pogo City wild card, and that's where we play something a little off format. And Freckle making a request.
Wild card, bitches!
And we're going to do...
And I'm happy with this
we're
request.
We're going to do some Guar. And here they are now on Pogo City Radio with
Hell
Sick
yeah.
of You. Right, let's get over with the Joneses and Bilba.
Taking you out of my pillbox, I should report you to the FDA. Thought it would die when you said goodbye, but I ain't been sick all day. You used to be my private cure-all, a placebo for my brain. You were fine, but so unkind. Pain. Taking you out of my pillbox, I should report you to the FDA.
All right, that was the Joneses.
I was skitzing.
Nope. Nope.
All right, so we're going to talk about this fucking...
No, it was Freckles saying nope.
...shooter that was going to shoot us and, like, me dropping to the floor like a schizo because I am schizo. And
Jessica got trampled on. She did.
Yeah. I did, and then I got scared afterwards.
The whole pogo crew was together and, like, in the worst spot.
Laying on the ground.
I was the only one that didn't hit the ground.
50 people, I swear to God, could have... not 50, but,
there
like,
wasn't
30.
50 people there.
whoever was in the front... stepped on me. Let's just say that.
Yeah, it was. They all got
real big man to pull a gun on a punk
and
rock
then
show.
I thought the rest of the night I kept seeing this guy come in with a gun and like shooting at
See,
me.
See, now Derek.
I'm a schizophrenic, I guess.
So we'll pull out my gun.
We should probably see a doctor.
Derek with Stiff Peters production after this whole thing. So everybody goes running out the back of the club, and then we keep all the gear in a garage, and everybody was out past the garage in the alleyway.
Everybody's like,
for
I'm
the most part.
Home.
And like we're trying to get everybody calmed down. We don't want to lose the entire crowd. And Derek comes up to me. He's like, do you guys still want to do this? I'm like, fuck yeah, we still want to do this. You know what I mean? And then, you know, the cops got called. But
not
somehow,
a safe environment.
Somehow... They did not shut us down. Derek came up to me, and
I
was trying to keep it on the DL.
Called,
and no, they, I know
no,
for 100.
That's
don't,
a lie.
No,
they
don't
lied
stop,
to
stop. They definitely 100% got called, and Derek came to me and said, "The cops are outside. They're about to shut us down." Right as you girls were going on, right
oh,
as you
yeah
started making noise, they were like, "The shit's getting shut down."
I, didn't
I was
think
like,
the
"Shit!"
Were gonna
and
go on.
Then like, but they didn't. The dude who pulled out the
and
gun and then pissed on the floor. Which just, I didn't want to tell you, Jess, but that dude, after he pulled out the gun, was just right outside the bar for like
what
a half hour.
What? Why would you tell me something like that? Oh
my he God. Was,
I'm
yeah
very angry with
there's
you.
There's a lot more behind the scenes. Like, you didn't know the cops were there. They definitely were.
And that's the only dude they found
was
with a gun.
Yeah. Standing
there
out.
Were,
oh, there,
there
was
were
more,
at least
though
like two or three more in the bar
dude,
that
wait
night.
Wait, I got to tell a funny story.
Wait, I'm very confused, though. What? Why would you let me not know that there was a guy
because you were diving on the ground? That's
but I,
why.
That's exactly why. I knew he was still here somewhere.
All right, but look, I got to tell a funny story, right? We're talking about the Sportsman's Cafe right now, and we've done other shows there. Now, one
fucking
night,
seedy,
we were there with somebody who used to hang with the Pogo crew, Audrey Anarchy, along with the lovely rude girl, Jessica. Now, my man comes up to me, right? We're in the front. It's a bit of a seedy place. Man comes up to me. He's like, yo, man, them girls are over there. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, yo, so Sharon is Karen. And I'm like, hell yeah. And then I go to give him a high five, and I'm like, wait, what? And like straight up, he was trying to get me to like whore out the girls for coke in the back alley. Like, I swear to God.
Oh, and the following time I was there, he tried the same thing with me, just me. He said, let me take you around the corner. I'll give you some coke.
Yeah, yeah, fun
dude,
times.
You're straight up. Fun I times can respect that, but no.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. I don't. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, he was definitely denied.
But one band that was supposed to be on the bill tonight, and after these stories we're saying, they're probably sitting there listening like, God, thank God we didn't play this fucking show. But yeah, that's, yeah, we had fun. We definitely
nobody
did
died. So.
Nobody died. Everybody's good. Yeah. We survived.
People pissed.
Stiff Pogo Palooza too.
There was pee. There was urine.
I'm talking about the Drugettes, and we're going to get to one of their splits now. And now they're new right on Spotify now, so make sure you guys go over to Spotify, give them a follow. Here's the Drugettes with Girls at the Milk Bar.
Girls, girls, we're the girls at the milk bar. Girls, girls,
everybody. That was the Drew Getz on Pogo City Radio. Now we are coming up to the hour mark, and I got to take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow for my daughter's second birthday.
Or today. Monday instead?
It is 2:45. The broads are going to come. It's going to be a pogo party at the Chuck E. Cheese Allentown.
I don't care. I'll be drunk at Chuck E. Cheese. It'll be fun.
Oh, I'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't give a fuck.
What?
Gabe, come with
Chuck,
us.
There's no Chuck E. Cheese in Eastland.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Come at me, bro.
Sheena loves you.
Me.
We'll not go back to Allentown.
My daughter, Sheena, does love Gabe. And Ava, like, my other daughter, loves Mike Blanks. But Sheena loves Sheena loves
Sheena's my little punk rocker. I got to tell you, it's like you guys as a family make me lament that I don't have any kids. And then you guys as a couple.
Fuck you.
Make me don't have any kids. If that makes
sense. Words have never been spoken.
So I go up to Sean Bedlam.
I understand that.
I go up to Sean Bedlam, and we're talking about this little bit of drama that just may have popped off with some girl I used to hang out with. Sean comes out. We go over to Sean. Me and Jess aren't even fighting. We're not. I'm just like, Jesus. We're not even fighting. Sean comes over. He's like, wait, so you guys are going to fight now? Like, you guys are ready to fight? You had to come over here and fight? I'm like, dude, we're not fighting. He's like, are you sure? Because usually you're fighting.
I said I was sorry, but I had to say something. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I think we're gonna be wrapping up this hour of Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. I don't know how well it all turned out, but we had a blast doing it. Like I said, we have a bunch of jerks here, damn broads, and fucking my man Gabe from the Oi Scouts. That crusty fucker Josh has been
like
passed out on the floor for 45 minutes.
Cigarettes right now.
45 minutes, maybe. My father, Andy, left for work about 20 minutes ago. Wow. Left for work. I'm not going to lie. The job, his real job, he works at an open top mine, so that's some pretty man work, you know what I mean? And but this job that he's going to on the weekends, a different job. His ass is laying on a couch watching TV right now. Like, that's what he's doing. And he's probably fucking asleep. So I'm sure he's doing all right. But, you know, we're going to dedicate this one to my dear old dad, who got into a fist fight over his daughter-in-law, the lovely
proper
rude girl
family.
Jessica
proper
tonight.
Family.
So, this is, funny story, right? I didn't even mean to do this. I'm talking about my dad. We're going to rewind a little bit. Fucking my father, both my mother and my father, like, you know, they're both about 60, right? So, like, when my mom was a teenager, they were listening to Lou Reed, The Velvet Underground, and Sweet Jane, and then the Ramones came out and all that, and my mom and my dad were all real into the Ramones and the Clash, and, like, that's a lot of the music I grew up with. Now, I got myself into the whole underground, like, more underground punk rock, but my parents really got me into those bands, and I'm completely losing my train of thought. What the fuck was I talking about? My fucking father.
Is this gonna be a long story?
No,
or?
it was over. It was over, and it was, whoa, shit, I'm knocking over.
Stop throwing monitors,
oh,
bro.
Oh, now
stop
I got it. We're
monitors.
About to play the lower class brass.
Yo,
but anyway, we were at where I'm from, Irvington, New Jersey. The Punks Unite tour with the Casualties, Monster Squad from L.A., and LCB came through Irvington Cricket Club. If you guys think the Sportsman's Cafe was bad, wait till you go to fucking Irvington. That's all I'm fucking saying, all right? So, no lie, right? I am not even old enough to drive, all right? So driving age here is 16, so I'm probably only 15. We're at this show. It's in a bar, but it's all ages. I'm in the little cage where the kids can go, and I look over at the bar, and my dad's sitting at the bar with Bones, the singer of Lower Class Brats, sitting there, and they're doing shots of Jack together. Now, I'm jealous and mad as shit. I'm like, my dad's sitting there hanging out with Bones. I'm on the fucking kiddie side, and then no lie, my the fucking Bones goes onto the stage. It's about halfway through the set, and he goes, this one's dedicated to my friend Andy at the bar, and he's an honorary fucking psycho. And they went right into Psycho by the Lower Class Brats. So I'm gonna see if I can pull up Psycho now for my dad as I hold my microphone. P-S-Y-C-H-O. Stalling. Stalling. Okay, here it is. The lower class rats with Psycho. So we got to say goodbye to everybody. Everybody say bye. We got the damn broads. Bunch
yo,
of jerks.
Bye. It was super real. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
bro.
Absolutely, Freckle. Well, anytime.
Thanks.
Broads, I wish you lived closer. There's a lot more work for Andrew Bedlam than everybody else. But here's LCB with Psycho. Thanks for hanging out.
Radio.